they'd take a seesaw,
yeah,
a board, a plank, and they would affix it and on a stump or what we call a chopping block, mm-hmm, and they'd put a shaft in it, you know, a piece of pipe, and you could take and go around like a propeller on an airplane, you know.
Yeah.
And but that was dangerous because a lot of times kids would fall off, you know. And I've seen them, but
what about a kind of a limber board that was fixed in the on both ends and you could bounce up and down on it in the middle?
Well, I know what you're talking about, but kind of like a springboard.
Yeah. Never saw it. Okay. Of course, now you always had that thing, maybe it would be fixed from a tree and you put a seat on it, children go back.
Oh, swing. And yeah, we had a bunch of oak trees around here that we'd play Tarzan in.
Yeah.
Swing and drop off and we'd excavate, fill it with Spanish moss, you know, and let go. And then we had one down at the bayou where there was a tree close by where we could jump off and swim, you know, swing out over the water with rope, drop off, swim.
Yeah.
And we used to go down on the old sailing vessels. They had some snapper boats that was 2 and 3 mast schooners, and we'd swim from different levels of the rigging, you know, and yearn for the day when you could get on the top yard arm, you know, and dive off, and you was king of the neighborhood.
Did you ever do that?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to have a coal chute here. It was big, high deal where they'd load coal on ships, you know?
Yeah.
And of course, they abandoned it. But us kids used to go down there, and of course, as you'd get up in age, while you could ascend different levels, you know, dive off.
Did you ever get up?
I got to the very top of it and dive. The fact of the business is, one time during World War II, I like to kill myself on a $5 bet. We was on a T2 tanker. Well, the tanker draws about 28, 30 foot of water when it's loaded.
Yeah.
And you only got about 3 foot, 4 foot of freeboard in the main deck, you know. Then you got your bridge levels, you know, and they had what they call the top during the war, the bridge above the pilot house, they had gun mounts on it, and they call that the flying bridge. You use that for anti-aircraft weapons, you know. So we was out there in the Pacific, and different ones would die from the first level, you know, second level bridge deck, you know. In the meantime, we was unloading, see. And as the ship, the hull would come out of the water, and that's what made that level a little higher, you see. And finally, when you get up on that flying bridge and look over the side of that ship, when it was practically unloaded, it was quite a distance, you know. So different ones got to backing out, you know. Somebody said, I bet ain't a man on this ship that'd dive off that flying bridge now. I said, how much you bet? $5. I bet you $5 you won't dive off. Well, I didn't stop and think about it. Of course, it's been a long time since I've been that high. You know, in fact, I doubt if I'd ever been that high before. I had nothing to compare it by, you know, it never did measure the top